Indeed, I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and joining me is comedian Nate Weatherup and author, ghost tour host, tour guide, yeah. And the river tour guide as well.
Yeah, riverboats, right? Grave robbing tours, cemetery tours, all kinds of tours.
All those things. And you have a book now available at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah,
just kill me.
Half of the Barnes & Nobles are carrying this one. That's... It's kind of unusual for me, really. I tend to get skipped. But yeah, this one's at all your local bookstores. It's at about half of your Barnes & Nobles. This is called Just Kill Me. It is all about a ghost tour guide who makes places more haunted by killing people at them.
Well, there you go. Do we go right into your...
What a lovely setup.
It was a wonderful setup. Already written when
that's so
you'd already
that
written faithful, it when
it was I think okay. I think most of the draft at least was already written when
let's loop our listeners in as well as Esmeralda and Craig because it got very interesting.
Yeah.
I mentioned off the air to Nate Weatherup that Adam Selzer was coming in. He does ghost tours. And Nate, I believe your response was, I wonder if he was on the bus that hit my dad.
Yeah. I believe that was my verbatim.
Verbatim.
I was like, ah.
Because I was with you the night that your father was struck by said ghost tour bus.
Yeah.
And then Adam joined us in the studio.
Let's just back up really quick so the listeners know my dad is okay.
Yes.
He's alive.
Yeah, we're not joking and being
he's
a little.
Fine now.
Yes, callous. Yes.
Now 7 surgeries later.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was a very scary day. And you had to perform that day.
Yeah. I got a text message. My brother, sister, and I did at 6:45.
And the show was at 8:30.
Yeah, I was about to hop in the shower and then run down to the show. And we all got a text message that said, first of all, your dad is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a call. He was run over by a bus. But he called me. He's alive. He's alert. He's talking. I'm heading to the hospital now. I will send you guys updates. And I immediately said, I'm on my way. I'll be there. And she said, no. Everything's fine. Go do your show. And I got to the show, and everybody at Zany's went, what happened? And I went, no, nothing. What are you talking about? And they went, you're pale. What happened?
Right.
So I told them, and they all said, go to the hospital. And I went, no, I have the show. I have to do it.
That's what we do.
And you got there late. I was already on stage. Mm-hmm. I remember getting off stage, and you came up to me and said, why are you here? And I said, well, because I have to, host it. And you said, Nate, I've been doing this, forever. I know how to close a show. I've closed a show before. Go to the hospital.
Did I make you leave?
Yeah, you made me leave.
Oh.
And thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can close the show.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, closing a show means you didn't need to stay for another hour to say, please tip your wait staff.
And visit us at Zanies.com. Right, exactly. But I was like, no, but it's my job.
And I can do that.
Right.
You had fulfilled the hardest part of the job, which is warming up the crowd. And you did it while stressed and concerned about your dad.
Yeah.
And not knowing what was going to happen to him. And also an altercation with an audience member.
Yeah.
I walked in when that happened.
Yeah.
That was when I was in the back of the room. You were telling a story about going to a wedding for the best man.
Yeah, it was the best man,
and
my best friend's wedding. And he looked at his bride-to-be and said, you're my best friend. And I went... I'm standing right here, and I know how she beat me, and I'm not willing to do that. And somebody decided at that moment to go, could you be more homophobic?
Could you be more homophobic?
Well, that's the thing. I've since that night got me two of my favorite jokes I have, and I tell that.
Right.
And, could you be more homophobic? And I went, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I could.
Oh, so in that moment, you're stressed. You're being heckled by somebody who clearly didn't get it.
Right.
And at the
and
same
who doesn't
time.
Doesn't know that I was a choir boy for 8 years.
Right.
Yeah. And so anyway, the whole thing happens and it turns out that, my dad was crossing a street with the legal walking guy sign telling him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this bus driver took a right turn without looking and ran over his left leg, came to a stop on his right foot.
Stopped on it. Right,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so they had to back the bus off of him, rushed him to the hospital, and my dad broke 0 bones.
Wow.
Because apparently he's Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have a horrible road rash. He had torn a bunch of ligaments. He had 3 surgeries just to repair everything, and then he had skin grafts and way grosser surgeries I'm not going into. He now has a Franken ankle. It looks awful. But he's fine. He can walk.
Right.
He's playing hockey and riding bikes and stuff again. But...
And then it turns out on that bus was our very one and only Adam Selzer.
2 people on the bus at the time. There was the person driving the bus who I would not even charitably call a bus driver.
Just I can't believe
a business
this is
owner
happening.
Who occasionally decided
this is amazing.
To save, who occasionally, against everybody's objections, decided to save money by driving the bus himself instead of using an actual bus driver.
But because
so I was 2 rows behind him, listening to him rant about other companies while deciding to drive around the block to buy a thing of water. water, even though we were supposed to be at the pickup place for the tour a couple minutes ago, and shouting, "Watch out for that guy! Watch out for that guy!"
And you didn't say, "Watch out for Nate Weatherup's dad."
That I didn't do. Yeah.
Yeah, next time just name drop me in that situation.
I'm going to ask, what are the chances?
This is incredible.
Apparently they're okay.
Well, in Chicago, this is literally, what, a 1 in 8 million chance?
Yeah.
But this is the world's biggest small town.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
I run into people like this way more than I did when I lived in small towns.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely crazy. So on the bus, he runs over a pedestrian and stops on him, apparently.
Here's his thumb. He goes, "What happened?" I'm like, You ran over a guy is what happened, man.
Oh, my God.
I'd been shouting, "Watch out for that guy." And, you know, it was kind of those one of those, the way this guy ran, it was like an accident waiting to happen. Oh. You know.
Did you happen to be able to see if Nate's dad was, like, had a dive out of the way? How much of him did you see?
I saw him walking across the street.
And the next thing, he was gone.
Next
and a man down.
Next thing, there was
Weather
thunk.
Up down. Oh, yeah. Thunk.
That horrible, that hideous thunk sound.
I'm not laughing, Nate.
And
oh, no, here's the deal. I make jokes when I'm dealing with stuff like that.
Yes.
That Christmas, my parents had out there, like, Christmas Village with all, like, the houses and the people skating and all that. And they had one where it was, like, a delivery truck, and there was just a guy. And so I just laid the guy down and put the truck on him. I was like, "Dad, I just wanted it. I wanted to make sure you were represented in this scenario."
Wow. And and of all things, a ghost tour bus.
That's the best part for sure. Yeah.
Because you were the one that was like, maybe they're just trying to drum up new business.
Yeah, they're trying
always
to create...
looking for new attractions to add to the tour.
Which
you
is
know?
What your book is about. Was,
yeah.
Your book.
Yeah, well, you know, the book is, you know, my company now that I run is Mysterious Chicago. It was actually that night that I was like, you know, I better start my own company.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's getting out of this one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, he'd been on the horizon for a while, but after that, like, I don't know how
and he sure
keep this
tried
running.
To get out of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
well,
he did.
Because I was really surprised when I was in Philly that there wasn't a bus tour. It's all walking tours in Philadelphia for ghost tours. And then I remembered, like, how badly run over your father was. And I thought maybe there's a reason that other cities don't do it because there's a, you know, the liability involved.
Well, the other cities and also this city, you know, usually make sure that you're an actual bus driver driving the bus.
Yeah, that's not something you take on as like on a whim.
Right.
You don't let me get behind this thing because turning radius for one thing.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing on those things.
Well, I mean,
and most of my drivers that I work with are excellent, but they're actual bus drivers.
Right,
they've done the course.
Yeah, they've done the course. They got all the things that he would tell us. Oh yeah, I took care of all that.
Oh man, like,
I wasn't really sure he had.
Oh,
this is amazing. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. I cannot believe this.
He's running into the tour guide on the ghost tour bus.
Yeah,
that
there wasn't a tour going on at the time.
See,
we were
that I actually didn't even know because
we
I never thought to ask that.
We right. were supposed to be on our way to where the tour was starting.
Okay.
And there was we had to cancel the 7 o'clock tour. I remember there was a 10 o'clock tour that night that I had to run.
Your dad disrupted all those reservations.
I'd like to
like
apologize to the good
something.
People that had paid.
Yeah. I don't think it was your dad.
For my dad walking across the street and then the bus
Mining
driver thinking,
business.
I'll take a right through that guy.
Man versus bus. Man almost becomes ghost.
I actually,
ghost
another weird coincidence, a friend of mine that I grew up with works at a university and he works in their transportation department and he gives safety presentations. And after I'd kind of posted about this on social media, he wrote me a message and said, "Hey, Nate, I know the statistics and person versus bus is a 98% mortality rate."
What?
It's not even like 98% you're going to be super injured. It is like there's a 2% chance you're not dead when you get hit by a bus.
So there you
and
go.
And so he's like,
so that's why I was wondering if your dad dived.
He lived is 2%. Dove. The fact that he will actually be able to walk and be a normal person again is statistically almost impossible.
So it was a good thing it was your dad and no one else
right.
in front of that bus.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really the way I wanted to put that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just one of those things that afterwards, like, my dad had to take it to court because he had astronomical bills and he missed 6 months of work and all that stuff.
Do you remember, did the company, the ghost tour bus company, try to, like, blame him for anything?
Absolutely.
That's oh, so
of course
crazy.
Absolutely. Oh, he had his hood up.
My only involvement after that was my statement to the insurance company.
Did you, you did not testify? Or did
I did, nope,
no
deposition? Me into court or anything like that.
You could have called him into court.
Talked with the insurance company. The insurance company just called me, and I gave the statement over the phone as the nurse was standing back there two rows back shouting, "Watch out for that guy, watch out for that guy. And by the way, maybe check if he has a CDL."
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Watch out. Watch out for Nate's dad.
But,
more after this. What? Yes,
oh,
go ahead.
Sorry.
No,
I'm
no.
Sorry.
I'll take your butt.
Yeah. So, but like the thing is that after the fact that like they had to go to court, and my dad actually said, like, I feel guilty going to court because this was a miracle. It's a miracle that I'm walking away from this, and I feel like it's greedy of me to do this. And I'm like, are you serious right now?
Your dad deserves a noogie. Just a little, just a weather up noogie. Well, that is very sweet and noble and crazy. More to this on 720 WGN.